Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting. I hope you are doing well. As you know, we are publishing several classical guitars on our website every week. And in the weekly guitar meeting, I'm going to review the highlights of that week. And today, before I start to review the first outstanding sounding guitar, don't forget to watch tomorrow's special presentation video or the launch video of new Zikas Luthiers models, which are truly impressive. I mean, I cannot wait to make a review of those guitars. So that's why we are publishing the weekly guitar meeting today on Thursday. And tomorrow at 4 p.m. on our YouTube channel, you can watch the launch video of the Zikas Luthiers new models. Well, the first guitar of this week is made by the French guitar maker François Régis Léonard. And I have to say, also the guitar has a very typical common French sound. It reminds me of Daniel Friedrich guitars, of Dominic Field guitars. And this one comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the construction of the top is lattice braced. Well, let's see how it sounds. You can hear already what a great sustain this guitar has. The tones are super long. It's like an amplified electric guitar in terms of long tones and sustain. And it has that slightly Daniel Friedrich character in the sound in terms of balance and also forward going sound. Even if the construction of the top is lattice compared to the Daniel Friedrich guitars, which were traditionally built, the character of the sound is very close to Daniel Friedrich and Dominic Field guitars. Love that slightly creamy and mellow sound of the François Régis Léonard guitars. I was thinking, what are the weaknesses in the sound? But for me, it's really difficult to find weaknesses. Of course, if you prefer a guitar with a crystal clear sound, this might not be the right guitar for you because it has some soft overtones and slightly mellow and creamy sound, which makes the guitar super pleasant for me personally. to play on. It has a powerful sound, long sustain, very well balanced, and you are also able to create beautiful colors. It's a pure joy to play on this François Léonard guitar. As I said, every time when I play this guitar or when I review a François Léonard guitar, I expect the sound to be great, but I have the feeling that every time when I'm doing it, the guitar is getting better and better. Congratulations to him for his amazing work. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is one of the most loved guitars made by one of the most popular and also loved guitar luthiers, José Luis Romanillos, which is always a beautiful moment when I'm playing or reviewing a José Luis Romanillos guitars, especially because every guitar is super unique and every guitar has also a name. And this one is the La Casada. And as far as I know, I mean, my Spanish is bad, really bad, but La Casada means the married one. This guitar is from 1983. As on many other José Luis Romanillos guitars, also this guitar has some beautiful decorations. For instance, on the headstock of the guitar, also on the bridge, and the back and sides are also slightly decorated. Simple but elegant. And this guitar has the number 612. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And when it comes to José Luis Romanillos guitars, I prefer to talk less and to play more. Let's do it. This is an intense guitar. And how can I describe intense? It's like if you are playing this instrument, all your thoughts and your brain and your body is connected to this guitar. And to talk more specific about the tonal qualities of this guitar, I think we can start with the beautiful tone and the tone color and the singing tone. Man. And it reacts also so well to your left hand. And the other point that I also want to draw your attention to is sound of the bass of this guitar. José Luis Romaní's guitars are not famous for their basses. They don't have the most loud and forward-going basses. These are not bassy-sounding guitars. But in this case, I have the feeling that the low resonances of the guitar are super strong and also forward-going. Let me know, what do you like the most about the sound of this guitar? I mean, I cannot imagine anyone who comes and says, I don't like this guitar. I mean, it's impossible not to like this guitar. Of course, if you are a fan of super modern sounding guitars with a lot of overtones and very fast response, then you might look for a lattice braced or double top guitar and not this José Luis Romaní's guitar. But if you are looking for a guitar with a magical sound, with a, yeah, this is a good word, the magic. There is something magical in this guitar that I cannot describe. The whole guitar is connected to you and to your brain and to your fingers and thoughts when you are playing this guitar. Well, it was a José Luis Romaní's guitar, La Casada, from 1983, and let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by Francisco Muñoz from Madrid. We had several guitars made by Francisco Muñoz at Zika's Guitars. I reviewed, as far as I know or as I remember, his guitars with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. We might also have had some guitars with a spruce top, but this guitar is a surprise. This one has a spruce top and maple back and sides with, what is it in the middle? Let me know. It might be Indian rosewood. It could be also Madagascar. For me, it looks more like Madagascar. But to have more detailed information, you can check our website. You can find the link in the video description. So, what a surprise! A Francisco Muñoz guitar with spruce and maple back and sides. It's a traditionally built guitar. It comes with a 64 centimeters scale, and the sound is going to be Spanish. This is the only thing that I know, because I still didn't play any tone on this guitar. Beautiful. The sound is Spanish. What I mean by Spanish is it has a fast response and it's clear. It's bright. You have a bright and slightly punchy sound, but I love the depth in this guitar. If you are looking for a guitar with a super long sustain, with a super singing tone, this guitar might not be the right guitar for you because this guitar has other qualities. It has a faster attack and response, but the tones are not that long. I mean, these are still very good tones in terms of length, but if you compare it to the François Léonard guitar, the tones are slightly shorter on this guitar. But this one has a faster attack and faster response. So at the end, it's a matter of your personal needs. I could also describe the sound of this guitar as sparkling. It has a sparkling tone or bright, but I'm always trying to find like some different wordings. Well, a Francisco Muñoz guitar, brand new with spruced up and maple back and sides, and super beautiful maple, I have to say. We come to the end of this week's weekly guitar meeting. These were the highlights of the week, and I'm super curious about your opinion. Which guitar did you like the most and why? And please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel. It takes only 2 or 3 seconds to do it, and we will be super happy about that. Have a nice weekend and see you next week, or maybe see you tomorrow, because as I said, tomorrow we are launching a new series of Zika's Luthiers guitars, which are truly impressive. I cannot wait to show those guitars to you.